We're joined now by Ashley Campbell, Orange County Conservative, for another round of The Other Side. Good to be with you, as always, this week. How are you?
Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. So we've got a special guest here in the studio, Daniel Johnson, also joining us here. Daniel, thanks for being with us today, too.
Thank you for having me.
And we'll get into the rationale for Daniel being here and the subject for today in just a minute. And we're going to be talking about gun rights and a rally coming up in Hillsboro later this month or next month?
Next month,
right? Yeah. So we'll do that in just a second. But first, since this is very much on everyone's mind this week, thoughts about the immigration debate as it's taking place right now, Ashley?
Yeah. Well, I've been having some catching up to do, honestly, because when this first became a controversy, I mean, at least I first learned about it through the picture that circulated around social media that everybody then found out was from 2014 and all that. And then there's just so much finger pointing in the media that I just said, okay, I'm going to wait a while until this calms down and I can get some actual facts. And it's still ongoing, though.
Yeah.
It's still, full throttle. But fortunately, it seems like we've reached a point in Congress where, at least in the Senate, and there were promises from the House about introducing legislation. Ted Cruz, I don't know if he's actually introduced this or is just promised to.
He has. Yeah.
Okay.
I think he has.
And it seems like his proposed legislation is a good place to start. I mean, basically, it's going to double the number of federal immigration judges, authorize new shelters, and with the goal of keeping families together, and mandate that they, in fact, must be kept together unless there's other criminal conduct or there's, you know, if people are bringing in trafficked children, you know, like they're just pretending to be their parents or something to that effect. And then expedite the asylum process. And that last part seems to be the trickiest piece of the puzzle. You know, I can't claim to be an immigration expert or asylum expert. So, you know, I don't know exactly what's got to be done. His goal stated in his proposed legislation is 14 days. A lot of people are saying that's ambitious, but, you know, it's such a slow process at this point. You know, I guess anything really would be an improvement. Mm-hmm. So that sounds like a good start. I guess I prefer a congressional solution rather than an executive action, because that's just the branch of government that's, you know, closest to the people. And so that's kind of how I look at it. Of course, this is going to mean a huge expenditure if these measures are taken, and normally I would probably balk at that, and I would love for federal government to cut funding somewhere where I don't necessarily think they need to be governing, really, and put it here with Border Patrol, for security and immigration, which is something that I think the federal government should be taking good care of, because it just seems like the flow of people that have come in is changed over the past decade, and border agencies haven't really responded to the changing demographics, like from being single males to families. Mm-hmm. So.
All right.
Yeah.
So we'll
in a nutshell.
Yeah, we'll keep following that, and obviously we'll have more to say about that over the next couple of weeks. And kind of segueing to what we are talking about, we've got the national. We talked about this with Anna Richards. We got the national demonstration about immigration on Saturday the 30th in D.C. That's going to be around the country as well. We've got their demonstration for the Poor People's Campaign in D.C. On Saturday the 23rd. So let's bring up more locally and talk about the demonstration that's going to be in Hillsboro next month, which Ashley and Daniel, you've been organizing and will,
yes,
I assume, continue to be organizing over the next couple of weeks on gun rights. So what is it, where is it, when is it, and what is it going to entail?
Actually, it's just trying to show that those of us who are pro-Second Amendment, we're not these militant groups people picture. we're not this group of just NRA members. I'm not an NRA member. And I was the one that started this because there was a big poll going on Orange County Local on Facebook asking, hey, if we had one of these, who would all go? Mm-hmm. And then the person's like, well, no, I'm not organizing one. I was just asking. I was like, well, no one's going to organize it. Somebody might as well do it. And I've never done one, so I'm going to go ahead and do it. And I was very thankful that Ashley came to my rescue because I was way over my head.
I'm addicted to event planning. I love this sort of thing. And, you know, it's a cause that's right up my alley. So it's, you know, the Orange County Second Amendment Rally is what we're calling it. And it's going to be about a month from now. It's going to be Saturday, July 21st. Mm-hmm. And it'll be right downtown at the old county courthouse lawn in Hillsborough. And so we're going to have a lot of speakers and some fun prizes. We want it to just be kind of like a fun get-together, not, you know, anything intending to incite people or rabble-rouse necessarily, but just more to be educational and fun.
What are some of the prizes?
I was not expecting
prizes yet.
To be honest, I don't know yet, but
you have now promised on the air, so now there's got to be
prizes. But I will. Okay, so I have to give a little bit of a backstory for one of the prizes because it's a state statute that for people, and Daniel, step in if I'm getting any of this incorrect, but for demonstrations and protests in North Carolina, nobody is allowed to carry a weapon, you know, of course not a firearm. And so
I was wondering about that on the courthouse lawn too, what the policy is for just out in front of.
It's double.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the county also has a policy where you know, in the courthouse or its appurtenances, which includes the lawn, firearms are forbidden. So in order to protest that while still obeying the law, we're having going to be an empty holster protest is what it's kind of called within the pro 2A community. So people just wear empty holsters to show dissatisfaction with the rules, and so we'll have a prize for the person who wears the most. So it's just kind of a silly fun thing, and then we'll also have a prize for a person who comes from farthest away, and I don't know what the prizes are yet, though, because we're going to have to meet with one of the sponsors for the event before I can figure that out.
Can the prize for the most holsters be just another holster? I feel like that's...
Absolutely.
I considered buying one to do that.
Absolutely. I feel like a lot of people in the gun community probably already have a drawer full of holsters at home. It's a thing. It's just
I have about four of them.
A thing.
Okay.
And so one more would be fine.
And they're all for the same gun. Because just depending on the weather, just one holster might be more comfortable
than
the
other. Just different holsters at different times.
Summer, winter,
what you're wearing, absolutely.
Go along with that. All right, so you were the one who, Daniel, kind of started the ball rolling on this, and then Ashley picked it up. Ashley and I have talked about this this issue in the past. What is it about this issue that speaks to you primarily?
So what I felt was that there was an oversaturation of people saying we need gun reform, but they don't really know what gun reform that we should enact. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the stuff that they're trying to enact are things that are either already on the books and just haven't been enforced very well, or it's things that even politicians have said this wouldn't have changed the outcome of this event that's causing the current protest. Mm-hmm. And so I want to be like, and I meet a lot of people working in EMS that they don't know what rights they have. They don't know what they're allowed to do within their rights. And I wanted it to be more educational, and I didn't want it to be inciting because that doesn't help anybody. And it actually makes a wall between conversation.
Who's going to be speaking?
I'm going to be one of the speakers, mm-hmm. and we just got Mark Robinson confirmed.
Yes, Mark Robinson was exciting. We were excited to get him because he, near the end of April, I think, spoke to the Greensboro City Council. They've been having a little bit of an issue there because after the events of Parkland and other mass shootings, they wanted to... they just wanted to halt completely the Zixi gun show. Is that the right name? And that's a big thing held at the Greensboro Coliseum. So it was kind of a big deal. And Mark Robinson showed up, you know, during the public comment at one of the council meetings and just really lit a fire under a lot of people, because what he said to the council members was just really eloquent, just really presented all the points very well, you know, about how things that they were proposing would punish law-abiding people mostly. And he's become a real national figure. So I was very pleased, a little surprised, very pleased to have Mark Robinson come. And then we're going to have people who are running for local offices from, or not local, I should say, state offices for the General Assembly from both the Libertarian and Republican parties.
And a constitutional party.
Maybe.
Hopefully,
yeah, the Constitution. Well, actually, Andy Stevens, who works for an organization, but they're a lobbyist group called Grassroots North Carolina, is going to be there as well. And he's specializes in local ordinances, so I'm excited to have him here so he can talk about Orange County. And then we're also hoping to get just a few, you know, regular folks who are live in Orange County, who have, you know, talk about their experiences, you know, whether they've moved from another place to a place like North Carolina because, you know, here our gun laws are not quite as strict as they are in, say, someplace like California, or just, you know, other people who are maybe gun instructors, things like that. But just, you know, normal folks, normal Orange County citizens will have a chance to say their piece for a few minutes as well.
It's going to be on Saturday, July 21st, Courthouse Lawn in Hillsborough. When is it?
10 to noon.
10 to noon?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Trying to avoid the heat a little.
Oh, that's,
I hope.
Yeah.
I hope.
4 in the morning. Come on.
I think you're right.
There's no way of avoiding the heat.
Yeah.
So what else do people need to know? Where can people get more information?
Well, just type in Orange County Second Amendment Rally in Facebook, and you should be able to find our page. And if you find our page first, click on events. It'll be on the events page, or just search for the event itself.
Cool. Danielle, last word. Anything else that people need to know about the event, the issue, anything beyond that?
Do not come out trying to cause a problem, because if you do, you will be asked to leave. This is a family-friendly event that we're just trying to show that, you know, all of us that are pro-gun are your neighbors. We're not this entity way out there.
Cool. Saturday, July 21st, Courthouse Lawn, 10 a.m. to noon. Should be fun. Daniel Johnson and Ashley Campbell, thank you so much, as always.
Well, thank you, Aaron.
Thank you for having us.